The Open Book on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, my dear friends. Good to be back with you right here on The Open Book. My name is Lois Obala. Just in case you've actually forgotten what my name is, because I haven't been here for so many weeks. I'm actually kind of getting tired of constantly saying, I'm back. just with all the travels and stuff, it's really just kind of been hectic, you know, with a new album out and so on, you know, I have to go around the country and, with school holidays as well. It's amazing because it's the first time that my daughter is actually at school, this year. It's her first year at school. So whenever now schools go on holiday and then that's the only time that we can go on holiday. Yeah, that's my excuse and my disclaimer. But good to be back with you. Today is the 21st of July. What happened on this day? Let's just check what happened on this day, in Christian history. So what happened? Here we go. It's right up here. 21st of July was the first state-sponsored terror against Christians in the Roman Empire that came at the order of one of the most debased of all emperors, Emperor Nero. Now, for those of you who know Paul, it's not in the Bible, but the greats, you know, the giants of the Bible, people like Paul and Peter, they were executed actually under Nero. And I'm actually kind of reading, I'm reading a book right now called No God But One, Allah or Jesus, which was written by Nabir Qureshi. And he gives an awesome history just on this factor. As a matter of fact, he actually says that, which is true, that for 300 years, the Christians were persecuted. For 300 years, and only under Emperor Constantine was this ban lifted, and that was obviously the growth of Christianity to the rest of the world. So through the Roman Empire. But we know that there are certain states, there are certain people out there who are still being persecuted for their faith in other countries around the world. And if you're listening to us right now on The Open Book, because this show does go out to not just here in South Africa, but we have listeners all over the world, I want to just kind of give you this verse just to encourage you. And it's from James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, which says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." I believe that everything that happens in our lives, whether good or bad, that God always makes it work for the good. And I know we all want it to be in this lifetime, because we know that some of these martyrs, well, that's why they call that, some of them died and only sort of experienced the freedom that is found in Christ, fully experienced it after they had died. But I believe that, you know, for most of us, that we're going to experience this right here in this life, and that the trials and the tribulations that we're currently going through, doesn't matter what it is, it may seem small to somebody else, but it may be big to you, that I hope that it produces patience and that it makes you stronger, even a better person, if you never went through these trials and these tribulations. And in South Africa, Idols started last week. Last week, Sunday, it's amazing, because just the amount of people actually go and stand in those queues. They sleep, just to get a chance to try and be a superstar. But yet they can't sing. It's amazing just how many of them there are when you actually just go and you watch the show. So what we've done today is that I've invited two artists, two musicians, people that I absolutely admired, you know, and they're here with us on the show today. Karabo is still on his way. He was the winner of Idols last year. And I've also got Thapelo Legwane. Some of you will remember her from The Voice. I think they actually, Thapelo, would you tell us what exactly happened? You guys on YouTube, something happened. You were voted the best YouTube clip on The Voice in the world.
Oh yeah, I just want to say hi to all the listeners. I had a battle with one of my team members on the show, and from that performance, we were voted one of the best battles in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, so we were featured in that global,
like top 15 or top 10 or something.
Top 10.
Wow, that's awesome.
Top 10 battles in the world. So, yeah,
And that's what it is. And we've got Thapelo right here in studio with us. Awesome. She's going to tell her all about, you know, the experiences, at being on The Voice and what that meant to her and what's going to kind of happen here, because everybody always wonders. So you go on the show, whether you win like Karabo, whether you don't win, but you get all this marketing value. What kind of really happens after that? And, you know, and these two guys, they're devoted Christians. So hopefully we're going to just hear as well what they go through spiritually just through this whole process. So stick with us as we speak to just two amazing singers, Karabo Mokgane and Thapelo Lekwane. It sounds nearly the same. No. And Karabo's still on his way. So we'll chat to him as well after this. But I've known Thapelo for many, many years. She's been an awesome friend. We've done some tours together where she wasn't actually even singing. She was just road managing. But I've always known that she has a great voice because we belong to the same church. So I'm going to play something, from our church album, The Rhema Worship. So you can get a glimpse of how Thapelo sings, but she's also brought a guitar with her. How awesome is that? And she's going to be slatting some tunes for us today. some amazing songs. Here she is, with the Rhema band, leading a song called Place of Freedom. Karabo's in. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm sure it's been hectic with all the traffic around this time.
Hey, man.
Yep. All this time. How things been going with you, man?
Things have been great,
busy?
Man. God has been good. Yeah. I mean, recently I've been in studio recording my second album, so that's been going really, really well.
Oh, that's so cool.
Your
first one is called Love Is.
Love is a verb.
Love is a verb.
Yeah.
And I love that song, that ding dong, the ding dong song. You know. I always believe that, like, you know, you win these competitions with the winning song. I think more especially on Idols.
Oh, yeah.
That's what kind of matters most. But also, well done on your Disney, deal.
Thank you.
You want to just tell us about that and what it means?
Yeah. So my manager gave me a call, told me that, Disney was interested, in doing a soundtrack for the latest, series on Disney Junior called The Lion Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Disney. Like, for me, it was like, no way. It's like, it's sort of like it's one of those things that you just never expect. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But when they asked me and they're like, yeah, would you be keen to do it? I was like, would I even say no? Like, who would say no to being the first African to do a song for Disney?
And that's
Junior?
What you are. I mean, like, that's what all the papers say, that you're the first, you know, African to be asked to do a song for Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's absolutely amazing, man. I mean, for me, I just got into the industry, you know? It doesn't just happen. For many other people, but I mean, it somehow got to me. So
that's awesome. Well, my daughter is a great fan of the series. You know, here comes the Lion God. Everyone goes, it's Karabo, Dad, it's Karabo, because she remembers. You know, she remembers meeting you at the premiere
a few
years ago. So well done to you, man. And also, you know, I hope that it's actually going to be heard all over the world and not just in the South African.
That's the plan, man. That's the plan.
Plan.
I'm hoping that, because that will eventually open a bigger platform for me to also take my music overseas, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. No, that's awesome. And, you know, the thing is, it could even probably happen in that way, because there's so many people who do work mostly for Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And they do songs for that, and they build careers through that, you know, and who knows what's going to come from that. It's just so awesome, because I really just feel like the world is just opening up to South Africa. I mean, like, you know, what Trevor Noah has done, Paul Tusi is in New York right now. She's doing Quantico, which is a huge series, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see all these guys just being on all these other shows as well, you know, like which are not just backdoor shows, but these are like proper places.
Even,
so
even the movie Tarzan, the Legend of Tarzan.
Yeah.
Apparently there's like three or four actors and actresses from South Africa.
From South Africa.
And these are main actors, eh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome, man. No. Absolutely awesome. But I mean, but you saying that you've just, you know, having just joined the industry, but you've been singing with your family.
Yeah, for a while.
But
I mean, obviously, it wasn't like a full-time thing because, I mean, I had to also focus on school and stuff, you know. So it was a thing of we recorded an album and then I had to go back to school. So we couldn't really...
That's like Pelo in our family.
Yeah.
Back then.
So we couldn't really do much with it. Because the fact that everybody was working, you know, other people were at school and my brothers had their own business. So it was very difficult to, but the only way to put it out was having it on One Gospel. So they played on One Gospel all the time.
Just all the time.
Yeah. So that's like how people knew. Like, oh, it's that guy from Makhane family. Oh, okay.
So your whole family sings?
My whole family, all eight of us, yeah.
Wow. And you, Tapelo, does your family sing? I saw them on The Voice.
Yeah.
the audition, blind auditions.
Well, I come from a musical family. They sing, but it's not anything, you know, hectic. We sing together at home and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's all for the fun of it. My brother used to be part of a band when he was younger. My sister, we sang together. We were backing vocalists for Corin Zoid. My younger brother is into the whole hip hop thing, so he's like a rapper trying to push his thing. So it's actually quite nice. Yeah, come from a very musical family.
Wow. I guess it does kind of come from there. But I mean, where did this sort of start? Where did the singing start? When did you guys realize, Karabo, when did people go, wow, and it wasn't a cute factor, wow,
oh, yeah.
But it was an actual wow, you actually can sing.
I think the opportunities that I got in church, you know, especially like with Sunday school, moving over to now joining the actual praise and worship team.
Mm-hmm.
That's when like people were like, dude, I think you should consider doing music. And music has always been something that I've always wanted to do. In fact, entertainment as a whole was one thing that I've always wanted to do. But people telling me and like, dude, like I think you can actually do this. Why don't you actually try? You know, I mean, even Idols itself, people were like, but why don't you go on audition? Like, you never know. You know, you could possibly win this thing. Why don't you just go and try?
Mm.
If you fail, then at least you failed trying. You know what I mean? And I said to myself, I would go. You know,
yeah.
But obviously there was school as well that was interrupting me in between. And the year...
Interrupting. Yeah. That's how musicians speak. There's this school thing.
So in between all of that, eventually... I think this happened. Like, I think there's a divine purpose behind everything.
But I mean, let's just explain that. Yeah. When you say school, you don't mean high school.
No, I mean varsity.
Varsity. Okay. Yeah. So finish your high school before you start complaining.
Yes.
About school. Okay. And start looking at different things. Like, yeah, you know, I'm not sure about the school thing. I don't think it's my calling. Mm. Matric is a calling.
Matric is a calling. No, matric definitely is a calling. It definitely is a calling.
Yeah. You know? So carry on.
So after that, I was supposed to do my fourth year, and just as I was about to do my fourth year, my bursary pulled out, and they were like, no, they're only going to pay for 3 years, not for 4 years anymore. And now I didn't have money to go back to school.
Yeah.
Now I'm frustrated. I'm thinking, I've got one more year. Like, when did you just pay for me to finish the degree? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that year, I remember I told my dad, I'm like, hey, this year I need to go look for a job because there isn't really anything that I can do. You know, and my friends were like, Karabo, why don't you go on audition? You know, just go and try, see what happens. And I was like, yeah, that too. You know, let me just go and try and see what happens. And then I remember I took a bus that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God, if I get this golden ticket, you're going to have to help me win it. Because, like, I can't appear on TV and then lose. Like, it's not going to happen. Well, it was a conversation that we had together. It was a funny conversation that we were having. That, like, if you're going to take me there, you take me all the way. And if I don't get the golden ticket, I'm never going back. Like, ever. I would never go back. Like, if I don't go in now, never again. And that was a conversation that we had together. And yeah, a year later, I was announced winner of Idols. You know, and right now, I'm actually reconsidering everything. I don't want to go back and finish the degree. I would love to finish it, but I'm contemplating because I really want to study music. The plan is to get a PhD in music.
Wow.
So I want to approach Wits, approach UP, and ask them if they can give me a scholarship. And I'd like to study music and get a PhD on it, be a part-time lecturer in the future.
That's awesome, man.
So, yeah.
I know someone at Wits. Who can help you out?
Yeah,
and maybe there's other people also listening right now.
Yeah.
And someone who can help you also just keep them cues, you know. because you know how those fees get.
You know what I mean?
And the awesome thing is that the fees are still the same.
Exactly.
Tapelo, you also studied, but I mean, like, you're someone who studied music. So I mean, like, just tell us just about that. Just about that time.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, just because I guess with you, it was a matter of just waiting on God for the time to strike, because you could have recorded at any time, you know?
For me, I mean, before I went to study at WITS, I was part of a performing arts company. I was like a missionary who does like drama and music and stuff. So we toured around the country. But back then I didn't have a good idea of how music works. So I knew that I loved singing and I was part of a band, but I wanted to understand, if I was going to speak to a band and I wanted something out of them, how do I get that information to them so they understand, so that I'm not just another vocalist, but I can talk their language. And so I decided, after 2 years of that, I'm going to go study music. I went, studied WITS. Sure, it wasn't easy. It was tough. But I made it through, you know, by God's grace. Also because I was involved at church, there were so many opportunities that came as well. So I had to juggle working and schooling at the same time. So, I mean, it worked out. It was really nice. And I'm glad that all of that happened, and now here I am. You know, after studying, I was able to go into the industry, work in production, and yeah. So this is what it is.
And what did because you led worship, you know, you led worship at church, and obviously now you're doing your own solo gigs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I remember when I was watching, and I thought, you know, it was very brave of Lira, although I fully believe that you deserve it, when she said, you know what, I don't care what happens from here, but you're going to be on my show whenever, you know, like whenever that was. Has that show passed already, or is it still coming up?
It's still coming up. It's at the Joy of Jazz now in September. I think it's from the 14th to the 17th that weekend. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I feel quite honored to be sharing a stage, because one of the goals and the dreams that I've always had, I've had a list of places that I'd love to perform at, and the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz was one of them. So I'm so happy that I'll get to share a stage with her for that one goal that's going to be achieved.
And how different? Because you've been doing a few shows and you've got a show coming up tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow yeah, night.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell us a little bit about that show, and then I'm going to ask a rubber a question about something just now. So tomorrow's show,
so tomorrow's show is called Soul Synergy.
22nd, just by the way, if you're listening to this tomorrow, tomorrow is the 22nd of July. It's Friday.
So our show is called Soul Synergy. It'll be happening at Rhema in the Rack Center. And it'll be me and one of the other finalists from The Voice, Lana Krauster. And we've decided, because we've got a passion for music, we are just bringing our two different personalities. I am very, like, calm, collected, that kind of person, and she is very big energy, loving, warm and stuff. And so we decided to bring those two together, even in our music it shows, and put a show together. So that's what it is. Soul music, music for the heart, you know, heartwarming tunes. It's gonna be happening tomorrow, 7:30 in the Rack.
And that's Rhema Randburg on Skooman.
Hans Schumann and Robbie Road.
Hans Schumann and Robbie. When you're there and you're driving up Hans Schumann, when you see that big place,
yes,
you know, that is the church. That is Rhema. And I think it's going to be awesome. I'm going to ask you to just get your guitar ready, because you're going to play a tune for us.
Okay.
Just now. Karabo.
Yes, sir.
I was checking out, you know, I was on social media and I came across a clip of you at Eagles Christian Center.
Oh, yes.
Leading worship. And I just thought, oh, wow, man, this is so cool. And you did it really good.
Oh, thank you, man.
And, you know, and for someone, you know, for someone like you, it's okay. You can start tuning if you need to there. We'll just talk, you know, behind all of that. So what is the difference, you know, like, that you find between obviously singing your stuff?
Yeah.
Which is obviously not... You know, it's not gospel, and then being on and actually leading worship.
I think for me, man, if you have that personal relationship with God, because I think it doesn't matter how hard you were, even if you got into church and you were singing, Yeah. You know, and if you are using the talent that you have, because for me, I think it goes far. When you get to, when you get to the presence of God, it's not about your talents anymore. Mm. It's about you and God, you know, and what you're saying to Him. You know?
Yeah.
Take away how, what lines you're going to use. What, but for me, it's just that positioning of knowing that this is about me and God. And if I am singing, I'm not singing for myself. I'm not singing for the people. I am ushering people into the presence of God.
Awesome. You know what I mean?
So the difference here, the difference,
yeah,
is that, okay, the difference is that, like, you, when I'm on stage performing, doing my stuff, that's my stuff, you know. Yeah. And then when I'm doing gospel, when I'm uh-huh. singing gospel music, it's literally ushering people into the presence of God. So it's not, it's never about me, it's about Him.
That's awesome. Know?
And when I sing, I don't want to create an atmosphere, but I want God to be the one that creates the atmosphere in the place. Because sometimes we work so hard, you know, you want to sing and strain your voice and, you know, do everything you can so that you want, so that you can feel the presence of God, only to find that you don't even need to do that, you know, as long as your heart is connected. That's all.
He's right here. You know? It's like we're shouting at God as if he's far, and he's right here.
Like one time I went to this church, and this guy was praying. You know, yeah. Most of the time you get to church, you find people praying. You know, you hear them screaming like out of their lives, you know. And then you find one person who just prays like a simple prayer, you know.
And something just happens.
You find that the anointing, man, in the place, you know. That person's not working too hard. He's just speaking. He's literally communicating. And God is literally responding at that very moment. And I've learned a lot from looking at, and I'm not saying that it's wrong. Prayer, you pray in,
but I guess, but I guess also it just kind of shows that, you know, it's not our works move God.
Exactly.
It's really just His grace, and
that's what it is.
And you know, and God says, "I'll be merciful to them that I want to be merciful towards." You know what I mean? So the state of your relationship with Him,
exactly,
you know, like also matters. You can, I don't think, you know, some people have are very passionate. And they have a great gift for, like, even singing. Because I've tried that. I've, like, always tried to, like, belt and stuff. And I just thought, no, man, I'm just tiring myself. I don't need to do this. It's always, it must always be the Holy Spirit,
exactly,
which does the work. But I must say, though, I mean, like, even in you singing, and I don't necessarily like the word, you know, but even in you just singing, like, just secular stuff, I just still feel the presence of God. It's like,
wow.
God is just smiling over it. God is just, you know, He's being entertained,
true,
you know?
True.
And because God is good, a good is not what He does. It's it's not an attribute, but it's who He is.
So
that
is,
when
yes,
you guys do anything that is good, that God is glorified.
True.
And Tapelo, I feel the same way about your stuff, you know? and so Tapelo is gonna glorify God in whatever song that she's gonna sing right now. Just remember that she will be live at Rhema tomorrow at 7?
Half past seven.
At the rack. So make sure that you pull through to really just listen to this wonderful artist. Here we go, Tapelo, enough of me.
Got one question to ask, rather something to say. Why did He give us another day? Are we out of our minds to even for a while think we haven't got much inside? Just take a look at yourself. Tell me, what do you say about what God's created? It's good, so you better say. Our eyes above.
Thapelo Lekwane. Come on, everybody. Just give her a round of applause.
Amazing.
That's amazing, man. Every time you sing, yeah, just something happens. Something always happens when Thapelo sings. Yeah? Awesome, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, so make sure that you go through to Rhema tomorrow. I'm going to just say it one more time. Rhema Bible Church at the Rack.
Yeah.
Where she'll be there from 7:30. Mm-hmm. Man, so Karabo, should we expect a gospel album from you at any time?
Yeah, man.
5 years, I mean, you know, we will wait.
Yeah, obviously. No, look, gospel, yeah. Love gospel, man.
Yeah.
Love gospel music. It's probably one of my favorite genres in the world. Yeah. So definitely will. I can't say for sure when exactly, but I'm hoping probably in the next, probably in my fifth album.
You know,
I could just surprise people.
It took me 5 albums before I did one.
Exactly, you know what I mean. So
to be convinced, but anyway, man, you know what? Yeah. Just everything that you do, it just totally blesses us, and I think what's even better is the fact that you don't have to sing it, but you definitely live it. And it's wonderful to just see a young man who's really just done so well and is just being so admired, just living the kind of life that you do. Because the kind of an industry that we're in and the kind of a world that we're in, you know, kind of teaches us that we need to speak a certain way, we need to act a certain way because we're accepted.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful, you know, and it inspires others. It inspires others to live the kind of life that you live, and know that you'll still be fine and you'll still be accepted and that we'll still do as well as you do.
Sure.
We're going to go to an ad break and we're going to get more about a bit on that spirituality vibe after this.
Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Last year, the CEO Sleepout was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleepout, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleepout at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 Rand to register. Visit cliffcentral.com for more info.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.
We're back. And so was Idols. And so was Gareth. Well done to him, you know, for making it back. And I was watching the show and I saw a whole thing in the beginning where they obviously had a whole play on that, which I thought was quite cool and cute. You know, you need to just laugh these things off and move on, because it's not even about the judges, it's all about the contestants. And hopefully the voice will be back next year.
I believe it will.
It will be back?
I hope so.
Awesome. I think I should go and enter. I should enter.
Somebody,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then turn around and go, oh my God, I just did a song with you on your album. And so they say to Thapelo, it's like, oh my word, yeah. Hi, Thapelo, I can't believe it. You know, you sang with me, this girl. It was so awesome just seeing Karin, you know, just crying over there. So I've got, I want to just ask you guys, so you know, just both some questions, you know, to do with the reality. What are they called? Reality singing competitions?
Reality shows.
Reality shows, because that's what it, you know, that's what it is. Mm. So can anyone prepare adequately for the singing, you know, for the singing competition experience?
I mean, you can prepare yourself as far as knowing your songs and stuff, but that experience standing in front of people and singing, the nerves, they just overcome you. And it's just, I don't know if anything can really prepare you for that moment.
Is it like the Estate Fits?
Yeah, well, I've never been, but I can imagine. I can imagine that it will be. it's. I mean, you can prepare yourself as much as you can, but sure, standing in front of people that you maybe look up to, sure.
Yeah. Is it? So there's that as well. But your step is a little better because they're facing the other way.
Yes, but at that time you're thinking, I hope somebody presses
that
button
so that
that chair must turn.
Yeah.
But you're still nervous because it's like in front of like thousands of people and so.
And you, Karava?
I think for me, you can never be too prepared.
Yeah.
You can do as much as you can. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But I think the beauty is not being too prepared, you know, because you go with, like, you move with the moment, mm. you know, because sometimes you think this is going to happen, then it doesn't. Then it literally shifts you off your, whatever it is that you planned. Now you change your plans because whatever it is that you anticipated isn't necessarily what's happening at that yeah. present moment. I mean, I remember when we went to Theatre Week, you know, we got there. The previous year, they allowed people to choose group members. You get there, now they're choosing group members for you. Now you need to readjust. But because I told myself, whatever comes, comes. I need to handle it as it comes. Because
Amen.
You never know, you know?
Do you feel that your spiritual standing, in other words, like, you know, where your standing is, you yeah. know, in Christ. Yeah. Do you yeah. feel that played a role in that in some way? Mm-hmm. And how much Definitely. Of a role? Yes. How much of a role does that actually play?
A massive role.
In the competition.
Role. Oh, yeah. Because I mean, for me, prayer is one thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because many people used to ask me, "How do you do it?" And I said, "Guys, it's just prayer, you know. Just yeah. pray, you know. Sometimes because the pressure gets so much, because people expect so much from you during the week. They give you a song that you need to perform on a Sunday. You need to perform the song like you've known the song for the longest time. I remember when I had to sing Hosea, Someone New. That week for me was probably the hardest week because I don't even know this artist, number one. Number two,
I'm
given the song. You need to sing the song. So I was like, God, I'm taking the song. I'm giving it to you because I don't know the song. Like,
but you know what some of the some of the most wonderful things are, especially about songs that, you know, like that you don't know.
Yeah.
For the fact that you don't feel like you have to live up to something because you're learning the song so quickly that like it's quickly yours. Like I'll admit, when I did the Give Me the Night, the George Benson Give Me the Night.
Yeah.
I had just heard the song. I was at the Drakensberg for like 6-7 years. I didn't know much about, you know, like about songs from the 80s or songs from the 70s. All I learned was classical music. So the wonderful thing was that at least then when I eventually went into the studio to sing the song after having learned it, probably for like 10-15 minutes, because the guys had done a whole, you know, like we'd done a whole remix of it, you know, and I didn't hear the song. So by the time I got in, it literally became, for me, it was like my song I wasn't influenced so much by things like that. So it's amazing that like, and that song went on to be like, you know, turned to be number one for many, many, many weeks in South Africa. It's funny because there's one part where there was, because I was listening to the chorus. I'm like, okay, give me the night. I'm like, it's quiet for too long. Give me the night. I'm like, let's put in something. Give me the night. And you know, like, and so that sort of becomes, you know, part of the song. So I think it's always, you know, it's always kind of cool when that happens.
When that happens, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But it's enough about me because I'm new to here. Okay, I mean, you go to Pelo. I mean, like spirituality and just the importance of that.
It's so in such important. A competition. You know, the thing about it is that you are you're singing in front of many people from different cultural backgrounds, different religions, you know, and whatever you sing has to appeal to everyone. But there is a sense of honesty that needs to come with your performance. And when you have come from a place of prayer and knowing where you stand with God, that performance can, like you were saying about Ukarabo's performances, how you can still feel the anointing, you can still feel, you know, you can see that he has a relationship with God and there's something special about that. It's that honesty that comes with, this is who I am and this is the God that I know, and I'm not trying to be anything else but who I have always been. And when you come with that, you know, it translates. So I think a relationship with God is really important, or just prayer and being solid.
And that is just so important. You know, so many people will be like, yeah, I want to sing like, you know, I want to sing like Karabo, or I want to sing like Tapelo, you know, or Ntokozo Mbambo, and so on. And so they go on, you know, they listen to all their albums, they try to get all their licks, but then they're wondering, but why don't I have the same effect?
What's missing?
So the thing with music, the person that you are usually shows in your voice. I don't like to prejudge, but sometimes I can just see someone is arrogant just by the way that they're singing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's either, but where I probably get it wrong is that, I mean, like where maybe sometimes I get it wrong is that it may either be arrogance or low self-esteem. Do you know what I mean? Because the two of them can kind of look the same. So I think just like for both things, you need to just go in there with the confidence that it's not you, that it's Christ, that if anything happens, it's going to be totally up to him. And you not, for instance, for you not winning, I was gutted when I saw you leave.
Ah.
You know, I was gutted. and you know, and then you speak to Twitter's like, oh man, you know, it's really cool. I understand. How has it been for you after, you know, like after that?
After the competition. Yeah. I think going into the competition, I had set in my mind that I saw this as a platform. It wasn't the end goal. So I just, you know, I went in. I did what I needed to do. I got from the competition what I needed to get, and I moved on. I knew that, like, after this competition, even if I wasn't going to get, like, phone calls, hey, Tubbs, we need you here and then we need you to kind of make appearances, nah, nah, nah. I knew that I'm here for a purpose and for a reason.
Yeah.
And so if I were to leave the competition and let go of this goal and dream that I believe that I've been called to, then it would have been useless to go on the competition in the first place,
yeah.
Because then I would have set my bar there. But I believe that the world needs to hear the message that each of us has, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm going for that. I'm going for that. And so it hasn't been easy in that, you know, I haven't had people kind of calling me saying, hey, Tubbs. I've had to work hard, but I appreciate the journey and the process that I've come into now after the competition. It gave me a bit of publicity, which is great, but now I need to work hard to just keep going.
Yeah. And isn't that, what is the one thing that they don't tell you about after the competition that you guys would like to share? And in other words, like, what do you want to say to those people out there, or to those guys who are in the competitions right now and are going to be in The Voice, you know, like next year, that they don't tell you that you need to be aware of after the competition is over? Because it's so easy to be clouded by everything, you know? I think Karab has got to answer for this one.
I've got definitely. I think something that they don't tell you is that immediately you leave, man, you need to know what it is that you want to do firstly. You know, because the last thing that you want is people coming to you and saying, hey, here we are. Here are the materials. Here's everything that you need. But, here are the materials. Here's everything that you need. But what do you want to do? What kind of thing do you want to get into? You know, you need to have a plan.
You need to know yourself.
You need to know yourself. You need to know. Like, for example, they asked me, what genre would you like to get into? And I was like, at the moment, I think this is what I want. But because it's the first album, let's experiment. You know? Now that I'm doing my second album, now it's more precise. I know exactly what I want. So the sound that I'm giving now is more the sound that I want people to know Karabo as.
You know what? And the funny thing is that I've been listening to Musa's album.
Yeah.
You know? And the first album, I thought, nah, it just wasn't happening. It wasn't the one for me.
Yeah.
And then this comes out, you know, and I'm like, wow,
this is
absolutely amazing. And it just goes to show, you know, the power of the second album. And we also know just how rushed those first albums are as well. You know,
we just get it out. We did that in 5 days.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Who does that? Choirs do that.
Yeah.
Because expensive. Yeah. But not singers. But we understand how the competition works, the fact that they've got to do that because they've got to get something out.
Yeah. Tubbs? I want to say from my perspective, the one thing that I know that a lot of people want to know is the fact that once you leave the competition, for anyone who hasn't won, your life goes back to normal. It goes back to normal. If you came to the audition, Katixi, you will go back. You know, it's not
only
like
Karab will go back in the Ford.
Exactly. You
know, that he won. Maybe you'll get it 2-3 months later, but you might have to go back in a taxi, but at least.
So many people think that because you are on television, that comes with money and that comes with, you know, fame comes with, but it's just, it's appearances. You know what I mean? So, life goes back to normal. That's what it is. You go back to working hard, doing what you usually used to do. Maybe you need to make different decisions, but yeah.
I mean, look, this is not Miss SA or Miss USA. This is not, and as much as you were crowned a winner, but this is not the sort of a crowning where everything comes happening. You get put up in an amazing place. This is not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
This I've always said that, you know, you don't win a career, you win an opportunity.
That's yes. right.
Do you know what I mean?
That's yeah. so true.
To make a, you know, like to build a career.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what it is. And I believe that, you know, like in everything that we do, it's just another opportunity for you. But the thing is, you are the real CEO of your brand,
so
of
true.
Your company, of what you do.
So
you can't expect that yeah, after this mfana, so it's and then everything will be nice when we walk into places. And come the next one, man, you're going to have to work even harder.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Yeah. And I just want to just say to both of you, and please, I want you to just play us out with something.
Okay.
Tapela just now that, you know, we love you, and I want to just ask all the listeners to really just keep on praying for you guys, because I believe that, you know, your eyes haven't seen your, the Bible says that like your hearts haven't conceived, and your minds haven't yet, you know, conceived what the Lord has in store for you, and
Amen.
There really is just so much more. What are you, what should look out for coming from you, Karabo?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that I can do a tour around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my first and second album combined, so people can actually get to experience both albums. You know, because I think people have just heard it mostly on radio, and I do normally corporate gigs. So to do a tour is now to sort of, you know, get everybody involved.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm hoping that I can do that, and also I am planning to do a show. But it hasn't been confirmed as yet. But as soon as it is, it'll be on TV. So yeah,
nice.
People can look out for that. But I will like let people know as soon as. Yeah. And then also Afro Cafe, I'll be on Afro Cafe I think in the next 2 weeks, so please watch out for that.
Awesome.
And yeah.
Well, I'll invite you onto my show.
Thank you.
I'll invite you on this one, but you know the TV one, so
TV
on
one,
TV
exactly,
and Meets.
Yeah.
By the way, tomorrow, on TBN Meets, there'll be 6:30, so just before you go off to Tapelo's show, which is at 7:30.
Yes.
At Rhema. Yeah. 6:30 TBN Meets. I've got Dr. Dumi. That's going to be on. But you can always catch that again on Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the
Amazing.
Evening.
Amazing.
Yeah. Tubbs, you want to just play us out? So make sure that you go to that show tomorrow, Tapelo's show. It's going to be on. Make sure that you're live 7:30 tomorrow at Rhema Bible Church in Randburg.
Mm.
Is there anything people have to...
No. Yes. Tickets are 150.
Tickets are 150.
Yes.
Tickets are just
so
one,
through, yes,
and just a young 50 on this side. You know, it's
yeah.
like one and a half.
Yeah.
You know. Guys, thank you so much, and bless you all, and thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
coming
much,
into
man,
the open bus. Here's Tapelo with a song.
So I'll seek refuge in the river, in the ocean, in the sea. Where my faith can ride the motion of the waves that I should meet. I don't need to give answers for the questions I have made. So I'll seek refuge in the rivers till the shore I cannot see. So I will fight, 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 and I'll seek refuge in the river, in the ocean, in the sea, where my faith can ride the motion of the waves that I should meet. I don't need to give answers for the choices I have made. So I'll swim deep into the waters till the shore I cannot see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I cannot see. Oh.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.